You may remember news reports a few years back that one night in the White House, a certain First Lady, angry, quite possibly, at her husband's infidelity, hurled a heavy lamp and may even have bonked him on the head with it. In his new novel, No Way to Treat a First Lady, satirist Christopher Buckley imagines what might have happened if, on the morning after that incident, the president never woke up. Alan Chews has a review.
This First Lady is named Beth McMahon. She's wife to war hero and philandering President Ken McMahon. Or widow, because by the end of the prologue, after a night of carousing with a world-famous movie actress in the Lincoln bedroom and an attack by his wife with a flying Paul Revere silver spittoon, the president is dead. Beth McMahon, or shades of Barbara Garson's play Lady Beth Mack, as she becomes known in the headline, is tried for assassination. But this hobby horse of a situation is no one-trick pony. Buckley has Beth McMahon hire as her attorney the most successful and flamboyant and outrageous lawyer in the country, her old law school beau, Boyce Shameless Baylor, whom she dumped in order to marry the man who had become president. And the rest of the novel focuses on the New York federal court trial and the rekindling of that old love affair. By the line, the book is wonderfully entertaining. "I want you in black for the trial," Boyce says to his client. "Isn't that a bit obvious?" she responds. Boyce shrugs. "I'm not saying wear a burqa. Look, most women in New York wear black, and they only dream of killing their husbands." By the character, the book takes no prisoners. From Harold Farkley, the bumbling Gerald Ford-like veep who presides over the government in the wake of McMahon's death, to Greta von Botox, the relentless CNN interviewer, to Alan Krudman, the book-scribbling Harvard lawyer, they're a wonderful bunch of near-lunatics. And most important, by the scene, the novel goes quickly, like a tall glass of perfect lemonade on an August afternoon, and so perfect for reading during election season, when politics is no laughing matter.
The book is No Way to Treat a First Lady by Christopher Buckley. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.